VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
And we're happy to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is July 28th, 2015. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 606. On today's show, we'll optimize our listings for mobile buyers. We'll learn how to stop our stinking thinking and get the lowdown on Terapeak's new sourcing partnership with Alibaba. We'll explore strategies for dealing with eBay customer service and find out why it pays to use GivingWorks. We'll also talk with you, as we do all the time. But first, here's the eBay Radio News brought to you by Campaign Go. Master your sales.
Elvis, apps, and 20... all feature in today's eBay Radio News for July 28th, 2015. I'm Lee. On Thursday, eBay announced big doings in San Jose. We're all invited to eBay's 20th anniversary celebration. It's taking place at the San Jose Convention Center, San Jose, California, September 10th and 11th. eBay promises a great couple of days of networking and learning how to be even more successful on eBay. And if you'd like to register, go to ebay.com/we are 20. A collection of Elvis Presley memorabilia, including his famous Starburst jumpsuit and a signed guitar, along with 172 other items, will be listed on eBay during this year's annual Elvis Week. The auction is organized by Graceland Auctions and will take place in the singer's home in the Graceland Archive Studio on August 13th. And fans unable to attend will be able to bid on the items online through eBay's live auctions platform. And you remember, Griff, I actually bought something by bidding live on your auction platform.
What did you buy?
Yeah, I bought a little, it's a fan, you know, like you fan yourself with, that has Martin Luther King and John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy on it. You know, it was a civil rights.
Oh, right. Yes, I remember that.
Piece from way back when, you know.
What have you done with it?
It's going to be framed. I've done nothing with it so far.
Oh.
But I'm planning on framing it and putting it up in our studio.
Oh, okay.
So.
Fantastic.
eBay is shutting down eBay Now, a three-year-old service that allows customers to buy items from local sellers and then have the goods delivered as soon as the same day. The service will end completely by Friday. eBay says they always intended it as a pilot and are now exploring delivery and pickup drop-off programs that are relevant to many more of its 25 million sellers and that cover a wider variety of inventory. eBay is also phasing out three of its less popular mobile apps, eBay Motors, eBay Fashion, and eBay Valet. And the key functionalities from those three apps are going to be integrated into the core eBay apps.
Well, that makes sense.
Yes, it does, to simplify moves, you know.
Yes.
And the moves come as eBay continues to streamline its business and focus on its main marketplace segment. This is good news for all eBay sellers.
I believe so.
Here's a fun story, Griff, last about eBay's first day as a standalone company. I did not hear this story. Mm-hmm. I started reading their stories about it online. A power seller from each state was invited to help eBay ring their remote opening bell.
Yes, that's true.
It took place in San Jose, and I was reading some of their accounts online, and some thought it was a scam phone call at first. You know, come on out to California and all.
Yeah, because that's how people get scammed.
Yeah, but it was real.
You come out to California and it's like, ha ha, joke's on you.
And they received the trip to San Jose and helped bring the opening bell. It's a great story.
Pretty much.
And that's eBay Radio News for July 28th, 2015, brought to you by Campaign Go. I'm Lee Maribel. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
All right, here we go. You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network.
I hear last night, babe, Dallas, eBabes, and emails?
Yeah, it was us.
Via Skype, how did that go? Tell us
went
about
went really well. The connection was really good. The pictures were clear and the audio was great. Steph and her group met at a local Outback. I could see the blooming onions on everyone's table.
Oh, I love those and have to not eat them.
Yeah, I know. You know, they're only about 30,000 calories each.
I know, so. And they're so good, and you just have to not order them.
That's right. Anyway, it went really well. It was about 45 minutes of Q&A, and people had some great questions, and it was fun. The time goes by so fast. It's amazing. It's fast. It's incredible how fast
the time goes. So you were at home doing this?
I did it from home. Yeah, I have a little studio set up from the old days.
That's good.
I brought in my studio lights and put on my studio makeup.
And had your studio peeps there and helping you with the makeup and all that stuff.
Tito and Sadie.
Exactly. Oh, Tito
my
and
puppies.
Sadie. Do they miss the other puppy?
I think Monkey did because they were sisters. So I think she missed her at least for a while. But, sorry.
Well, so any theme to the questions last night? Any special? Did you notice anything?
No, not really. There were the most of the questions were either about the biggest question that came in several variations was about USPS shipping issues, and a lot of them were questions I really couldn't answer because they were something that a UPS rep could answer, but not me.
But you had a good time with it. You seem to be enjoying those.
I do. I love them. Are you kidding? They're so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
So, and of course, Dallas, are they the biggest? I think they were the first, weren't they?
I believe they may have been. They're the biggest in the, I don't know if they're the biggest. I think it may be a competition between them and the Bay Area group. But they're definitely the oldest group, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because they've been around with the radio show for a long time. So I know that. So what else is going on in eBay? Anything exciting? I'm sure everybody's working on the event, right?
It's a small team. It's not everyone. But the people who are creating content, yeah, they're working on it. And then there's a team that's working on the event logistics.
Well,
because it's all rather, it was a short planning window, to say the least.
Yes.
And someday I'll write a book.
Yeah, well, you already have.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean another one.
So, I'm hearing from people who are registering like crazy. And we do want to mention that it's not forever. I mean, there's going to be a certain number of people let in.
Yeah.
So, if you want to go to San Jose to celebrate the 20th anniversary of eBay, you should register now, really.
In San Jose, we are 20.
And so...
What the heck was that? Do you have to pay royalties because you used the first measure?
So, no. So, anyway...
Yeah.
Pretending
yeah,
I didn't hear that.
I don't know where that came from.
Just out of the blue, you know. When we mention the word San Jose event... That played. I don't know what to think. But anyway.
Hey, I've got some. Anyway, go ahead.
You need to register.
Yeah, you need to register.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And when you get to that registration point and you do register, you will see a list of possible hotels you can stay in, all who have special convention rates for this event.
Yeah.
And so I've heard of people, you know, some people are not. You know, some people are choosing to stay where they have points, like choice hotels and things like that. Yeah. So there are less expensive places to stay.
There sure are.
In San Jose, and you can look for them. And
hey, over the weekend, I found a website that made me laugh so hard, I thought I'd pepper these in during the show.
Oh, what was the website?
They're called the best two-line jokes ever.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
Okay.
Why does a chicken coop have two doors?
I don't know.
If it had four doors, it'd be a chicken sedan.
Okay.
What's the first rule of Alzheimer's Club?
What?
Don't talk about chess club.
Oh, God.
I told my wife she was drawing her eyebrows too high. She looked surprised.
Horrible.
Does it say
the world's worst jokes?
Nah,
worst two-liners?
Yeah, that doesn't make any judgment. How do you think the unthinkable?
How?
With an iceberg.
Of course. So you're going to be sprinkling those in, are you?
Hey, to the handicapped guy who stole my bag, you can hide, but you can't run.
Bad.
Why do cows wear bells?
I don't know.
Because their horns don't work.
Oh, well, of course. What is the name of this stupid website. Maybe we can get it taken down.
Do you know last
time
week,
for the next show?
I went to a really emotional wedding the other day.
Yeah.
Even the cake was in tears.
Oh.
Hey, do you know how to find Will Smith in the snow?
How?
You look for fresh prints.
Yay. Now that one was cute.
Apparently, someone in London gets stabbed every 52 seconds. Poor bastard.
Oh.
What's green and fuzzy, and if it fell out of a tree, it would kill you?
I have no idea.
A pool table.
Oh.
What do you call a dog with no legs?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. It's not going to come. Women can, you know, women only call me ugly until they find out how much money I make. Then they call me ugly and poor.
Okay, so I'm going on eBay right now. This
What's
is
that?
It. This
yeah.
is it. You forced me.
I forced you?
And I'm putting
you?
In joke books.
Okay.
Okay.
So now tables are turned. You're trying to make it relevant.
Well, I can't see in them, though. I mean, they're just, you know. So here's one called Laugh Out Loud Jokes for Kids. No, that's, well, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Jokopedia, mm-hmm. The biggest, best, silliest, dumbest joke book ever.
Ever.
It's called Jokolopedia.
Yeah.
The biggest ever knock-knock joke. See, I love knock-knock jokes. The biggest ever knock-knock joke book.
Yeah.
Is for sale on eBay for $10.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh out loud jokes. Lots of jokes. You put in joke books. Let's take the S off and see what happens. Put in joke book in the eBay search engine. You get 12,784 results.
Not bad. Well, there's more coming, so hold on to your seats. This segment was brought to you by Rohde, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Up next, optimizing for mobile buyers when we come back with more eBay Radio.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to campaigngo.com.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.